beautiful weekend? I hope so, and it's going to be a big weekend. That's right. Of course, the South Carolina primary is coming up tomorrow, and it could be a shocker, it could be a yawner, or it could be something in between. That's the cool thing about politics. You never really know until the votes are cast or recast. And recast, and recast again.
And recounted like in Florida.
Yeah, that's right. All right, welcome to the show, folks. You got the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show coming to you live on this beautiful Friday afternoon, kicking off what appears to be, according to the weather reports, going to be a beautiful weekend here in Central Florida. So I hope you have great plans. If not, just however you spend it, I hope it you enjoy it and it works for you. If it works for you, it works for me. I'm Christopher Hart, and the studio with me right now is Aubrey Kahn. Aubrey, of course, is a great sponsor of the show. Firm Foundation Home Inspections is his business. Talk shows is his game, because not only is he a regular on the American Adversaries, Sunday night in particular, but he also hosts the Talk to the Experts show, which you will be able to hear live like every Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock right here on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer, where we are coming to you from with Nick Lo Cicero on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. We got a lot to talk about with you tonight. Of course, tonight is the last night before the South Carolina primary. So we're going to do one more time our little picket game. And now that there are only six contestants, if you pick five, well, you're in essence picking six. So we're going to call it our pick six contest. What is the order of the finish going to be in tomorrow's South Carolina primary? And last night on our free app site, is that how you call that? An app site?
It is an app.
Okay. Yeah. If you haven't already, please go to your iTunes or Google Play Store and download the free WORLAMFM app. And that way you will be set up with that smart device where you won't ever have to be anywhere that you can't interact and hear what's going on with the station. You'll be able to listen live, interact. You'll be able to participate in polls, contests, games, giveaways. You'll get station news. You'll get programming updates. You'll also be able to do what's called a talk back, where you can talk back to us or to whoever or to just any old body out there, just anything you want to say. And then if it's something that they want to run on the air, you might hear yourself talking on the air. So that's all available at your device's app store, WORLAMFM app. And last night, and we've been putting up questions, poll questions this week, and last night's poll question was, who is going to win the Nevada, however they say it out there, Nevada caucus tomorrow? And the latest polls show it a dead heat. I mean, literally neck and neck between Hillary and Bernie, like 47-48, that type thing.
Which means that Bernie is going to lose because of the
delegate.
Superdelegate.
Yes. Hillary probably, or can possibly, as she did in New Hampshire, lose the election and still come out ahead in the delegates. Doesn't that just burn? Doesn't that give you the burn, right?
It's just like with the Republicans.
Well,
the establishment wants Hillary. And they are going to do whatever they can to make sure she wins.
You mean the Republicans?
No, I'm saying, well, the Republicans want Rubio.
Yes.
And
yes,
they are doing everything to get rid of Trump and Cruz.
Yes, real quick. Yes, Nick, we are doing the Pick Six contest today. So, folks, if you want to call in with your contest entries, we will be taking them starting right now. We'll take them throughout the show. And today's the only day we'll take them, obviously, because the results will be in by the time we're back on the air on Sunday night. The latest polls, as I said, out of Nevada, show it a dead heat between Bernie and Hillary. And so, what, Nick? Do you have the final results from our poll question from yesterday? Who is going to win, Bernie or Hillary?
Yeah, it looks like I believe they're where we left them last night. Pretty much same percentages: 55% Bernie Sanders,
55-45. Okay. Now, our question today is, please, sir.
Our question today is, who will win the South Carolina Republican primary?
All right. And it's not a pick six thing. It's just the one person who you think or hope or whatever will win the South Carolina primary is the poll question for today. Do we have any results so far?
Yeah. Jeb Bush and Ted Cruz have all the votes so far. No one else has a vote yet.
Listen there. How about that, folks? Ted Cruz and Jeb. All right. So there it is. So if you want to participate in that poll, you got to have the app. You got to participate through the app. You can get it at your app store, and it's absolutely free, WORLAMFM.
Is there any truth that Jeb is laying off his staff because he's running out of money?
He might be laying. I tell you, if he was smart, he'd be laying off his staff because they ain't doing him any doggone good.
Well, look, if he had half a brain, he'd pull out anyway.
I tell you what. No, actually, that's one of the things I've been thinking about over these last couple of days and listening closely to the reports and trying to see if any of these guys has staying power. And of course, in politics, staying power means money.
Well, with Jeb, it's Stain, S-T-A-I-N. He's a black mark on the Republican ticket.
That's what have you been reading that new book?
No.
Jeb and the Bush crime family? Catchy little title, isn't it?
Jeb's song should be from the Beatles. On the album Beatles for Sale. Title is "I'm a Loser."
There you go. That's okay. Anyway, I'm beginning to think that pretty much no matter what happens yesterday, I mean, unless one of these guys comes in with 1% or less, I can pretty much see all six going forward at least to Nevada, which is Tuesday.
Super Tuesday.
Right, and then the Super Tuesday, which is just 1 week later.
Right.
And then Super Tuesday will separate the wheat from the chaff. In other words, after Super Tuesday, if you're not in that top tier of two or three, you will be out. You will not even be considered in terms of, you know, reality. However, having said that,
there are people stupid enough to keep running.
And I can see two, three at least going all the way through the primary process, which may indeed mean that neither of them ends up with 50% plus one.
Which is what the Republican
establishment wants. So that they can turn away. And it doesn't matter if it's Cruz or Trump. I'm here to tell you, they hate them both. They hate them with an equal passion for different reasons. But they hate them both. And they will not hesitate if either one of them doesn't have 50 plus one oust them, so to speak. All right, Dr. K has entered the studio while he gets suited up here. Let me get you some headphones here, Dr. K. Yep. There's a pair around here somewhere.
I got them. No worries. Right. No worries.
Oh, yeah, no, use these. These right here. There you go. Sorry.
Cool.
Dr. K, Dr. Ken V. Heck is in studio with us today. We got our first contestant for our pick six on the line, and it is Ron. And Ron, we are all set up to take your six in the order in which they should, according to you, finish tomorrow.
Okay.
How are you today? Thanks for calling.
Sure. It's pretty simple. Trump first, then Cruz, Rubio, Kasich, Carson, and Bush.
Okay.
Ooh, Carson ahead of Bush.
Yeah. And now you're locked in. No one else can have those six. So you've got those six. Let me see. By the way, there's some polls out, recent polls out, and you actually happen to match one of those polls. These are going to be the last of the polls or amongst the last of the polls before tomorrow. CBS National poll. Now, this is a CBS National poll, not South Carolina. But the National poll shows it just pretty much as you said. Trump, Cruz, Rubio, Kasich, Carson, Jeb. Now, there's a Bloomberg South Carolina poll, and I'm just going to throw this out while I got you on the line, and this is not meant to discourage you or anything, but it's just to show you that there is differences amongst the polls. Now, this is a Bloomberg South Carolina. This shows Trump up 36, Cruz 17, then you got Rubio, Jeb, Carson, and Kasich. So there is going to be some surprises, I believe, tomorrow. What they will be, I don't know. But I am confident that there will be some surprises. And I just realized that those poll numbers, actually, I gave you yesterday. And I've got some newer poll numbers out that I'll dig out when we take the break here in just a second. But, Ron, thank you. We appreciate it. You're in the contest. And good luck to you.
right, thanks.
Hey, can I ask you real quick, is this sure. in the order in which you would prefer them to finish, or just simply the order in which you think they would finish?
I think they'll finish this way. It's not necessarily my preference.
Okay. All right.
I don't put a lot of anything into the polls that come back. I think some are biased more than others. Just kind of a gut feeling I have.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. It's it's hard to say until we're farther down the line. You know, more sound bites are going to come out from the guys, and it'll be more telling the farther we go along.
Yeah. Well, typically speaking, polls always tighten as you go into the election day. In other words, no matter where they are, they always kind of seem to tighten up. So I would be surprised if Trump wins 36-17. Now, right. Might he win 28-20? That I can see. But you're in the contest, and I appreciate it. Okay, thank you, Ron. God bless you. All right, before we take the next contestant, we got to take a break. And I've got a couple of other poll numbers, and as I said, these will be the final ones out before the election tomorrow, the primary election. And once again, in Nevada, it's dead heat, Hillary and Bernie. I mean, it's neck and neck.
Yeah.
Neck and neck. And we'll be right back.
Hey there, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the American Adversaries here on 660 AM, 105.5 FM. I'm Dr. Ken. Finally made it in off of the I-4 parking lot. I got to tell you, I am glad to be here because you're going to be sitting on the parking lot for another 2 hours anyway. Sorry about the bad news. It is Friday, and it is traffic congestion like you wouldn't believe, like Mick said. And I'm glad to be here with Christopher Hart, your host is sitting to my right today. I'm sitting on this side of the desk, so it feels pretty good to be on the right side of the desk. I like this. And then we got Aubrey Kahn over there on the left because he's a freaking American here.
There you go.
Our African American studio.
That's right.
All right. So now he's calling me names.
Well, I'm just reiterating what I hear you say.
All right. Thanks for being with us. 407-774-8255 is the number. We're playing our pick six, as it were, tonight, because if you pick five, because there's only six, well, you're picking six.
There you go.
So, the prize is going to be a $20 gift card to Cafe Positano, a My Liberty Threads t-shirt, and a Liar Liar Pantsuit on Fire bumper sticker. And any other bumper stickers I can scrounge up and throw in there, too. I'm sure we can find some other ones. We've got Ron, who has picked his six, is going to be in this order. Trump, Cruz, Rubio, Kasich, Carson, Bush. We got Ed on the line right now with his picks. Ed, thank you for calling tonight.
Hi, Chris. Doing fine.
Good, good.
Okay, I'm going to go with Trump.
Got it.
Okay, and then Cruz.
Okay.
And then Barack Rubio.
Barack Rubio. I like you more and more.
And then I'm going to go with the Bush League.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
And then I'm going to take Kasich. And, of course, Carson will be at the bottom.
Okay. All right. Let's make sure I got it right. Trump, Cruz, Rubio, Jeb, Kasich, and then Ben. Gentle Ben.
Right.
Okay, Ed, you're in the contest. Thank you for being out there. We really appreciate you. God bless you. And good luck to you. All right. And real quick, before we take James, I'm going to throw this one out there. Now, this is Carl's, and because Carl's one of the staff around here, he is ineligible. And, well, I don't say staff, one of our partners around here. But he's picking, let me write his name down here. Carl is picking Trump, but as kind of like I said, but not with as big a margin as most of these polls are showing. Not all of them, but most of them. He's a little up in the air about second, and he fears it could go in Rubio's favor. But he gives Cruz a try at slight edge, so he's going Trump, Cruz, Rubio, and Kasich and Bush vying for 4 and 5. Carson is 6th. All right. So we'll put it Jeb and then Kasich. All right. Okay. All right. Let's see. That was Ed. So James is up next. James, thank you for calling tonight.
Thank you, Chris. Can I take the Bloomberg poll as my list?
Yeah, go ahead and give it to us. You talking about the one out of South Carolina from yesterday?
Yeah, the South Carolina Bloomberg.
Okay, so let me just say it, and you correct me if I'm wrong. That so it shows Trump, Cruz, Rubio, Jeb, Ben Carson, and then Kasich.
Sounds good as any. I think the ultimate ticket is going to be Bush Kasich.
You think that's going to be the one, huh?
Bush Kasich will be the ticket because when they get to the convention,
yeah,
nobody will have a majority. There'll be pluralities.
Yeah, that's quite possible.
Then on the second vote, the RNC is going to come in and make people go for their pick.
Yeah.
And their pick is going to be Bush Kasich.
Okay. I understand, and that's a legitimate concern. And I've heard a lot of people talking about that. And it's the same concern, one of the concerns I have. But imagine this, though. And remember, I've been saying for a while that, you know, politics, professional wrestling, one day the guy's your mortal enemy, the next day he's your ally. I would not be surprised. Would the scenario be such that, let's just say they go into the convention and Trump has 35-40% of the delegates, and then you got Rubio and Cruz splitting another, say, 25% each. What's to stop a couple of them from teaming up? And perhaps getting, you know, say, come out and say, let's just say it's Trump and Cruz, and they say, you know, we've bygones be bygones, we've made up, this is for the best of the country, we want everybody who's a Cruz supporter to vote in Trump as the number one, and he'll pick Cruz as his VP, or some other pairing.
Yeah, well, that happened with McCain and Huckabee back, what was it, in 8 or 12?
It would have been in 2008. Yeah, yeah. So don't, you know, hey, you know, these guys understand. They know what we know, and they know. I mean, Cruz is he's a smart man. He knows that the establishment doesn't want he also knows Trump to be the nominee, and they're going to do everything short of well. I was going to say short of murdering them, but everything short.
Don't put it past them.
Let's assume
politics.
That they'll do everything short of murdering them to achieve that goal.
Yeah.
So, you know, if they're not ready for it, shame on them, because it's a coming. And it's coming a freight train down the track, and it'll be that light is shining bright. It's easy to see.
And
thank you, James. God bless you.
It wouldn't surprise me if they did that Trump and Cruz join up and go third party.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, that would be
and then
detrimental.
And then the Democrats win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a case of, see, you guys chose and went against the public.
Yeah.
That's why you lost.
Well, but again, it could happen like, say, for instance, Carl proposes this scenario. It could be a Cruz-Rubio ticket, all right, where those two guys team up. Similar to what Reagan and Bush did in 19 and 8.
Please, no.
No.
Don't need a Bush.
No.
Don't need a Bush or Rubio anywhere on the ticket.
Well, it's going to come down to some hardball, hard-knuckle politicking should this thing happen to go to a convention, because I'll guarantee you none of these guys is going to go down easily, right?
Yeah.
So it will be very interesting nonetheless. Okay, so our pick six contest, call on.
I would vote for Marco Rubio.
Why?
For governor.
Why?
For governor.
Why?
So he gets a couple more years of experience before he decides to make the jump to the national.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, he's just too young. He doesn't have the experience. He's not trustworthy. He hasn't proved himself. He's been a senator.
And he has proved himself.
Senators don't do anything.
He has proved himself.
Well,
he's proved that he's not worthy because of his stand on immigration.
Well, he's proved that he can certainly be influenced.
I'm with Lifo on that one.
That's
big time.
Yeah, that's one of the problems with inexperience, you see. And there's something to be said for some you know, hard knocks that you learn on the street.
Yep.
And I think a lot of people feel that in their guts. And once again, you know, the guy that is presenting that on the Republican side anyway is Trump. Okay, real quick, the last poll numbers, Wall Street Journal Marist poll. This is a national poll, and this is similar to the Wall Street Journal NBC poll. It shows Trump 28, Cruz 23, Rubio 15, Jeb 13, Kasich 9, Ben Carson 8. Fox News, however, shows it different. Trump 32. Cruz 19, Rubio 15, Jeb 9, Carson 9, Kasich 6, and let's see. I believe that's about it. And the one of the differences is that Wall Street Journal Marist poll And that Wall Street Journal NBC poll was focusing in. The NBC poll focused on a more conservative sampling, and this Marist poll was GOP voters. And one of the factors that could very well play into tomorrow night's final decision is the fact that South Carolina is an open primary. And Trump has been speaking to those non-conservative possible voters all week long.
And the Democratic primary is the following week, so, do they get to vote in both of them if they're open, or they just get to vote in one?
No, just supposed to just vote in one.
Well, that doesn't make a difference.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Just checking.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. I hope none of you are laughing at me because the two clowns on the right side of me, they sure are.
That's awesome.
That's because he's got his mouth full of chili cheese Fritos.
Hey, you know, it's one way to shut me up, right?
Those things are good, aren't they? I can't get enough of those doggone things. Welcome back to the show, folks. That's Aubrey Kahn along with Dr. Ken Vihek, Dr. K. I'm Christopher Hart. We're here with you this fine Friday afternoon, especially if you're stuck in traffic out there.
Just
sit back and take a deep breath, and we'll get you through it.
Thank goodness for air conditioning, right?
We got to have a little fun in this studio because of all the misery that's going on outside. That's why we're ignoring the Don't Feed the Aubrey bumper sticker we got on the window here.
Don't feed the animal instincts again.
That's right. All right, we're in the midst of our pick six contest. We got a $20 gift card to Cafe Positano and a My Liberty Threads t-shirt up for grabs if you can pick the order of the Republican finish tomorrow night in the South Carolina primary. So far, everybody's picking Trump to win. I'm a little bit surprised. Somebody hasn't called in and rolled the dice a little bit here. You never know. I mean, there is that one poll out there that shows Cruz a couple of points ahead of Trump. There is supposedly, although we haven't been able to see it, a Bush internal campaign poll with a similar result.
Yeah, so, he asked himself, his mom and his pop.
Yeah, that's about the size of it.
But George was too.
One thing that will come into play, as it has already in the two prior states, Iowa and New Hampshire, at least they're predicting, once again, a very large, if not record, turnout. And because tomorrow will be only the Republican primary, everybody who votes tomorrow will be voting for one of these six people. And as you said, anybody can vote tomorrow.
Anybody can vote
tomorrow. Maybe they'll vote again next week. We don't know. But tomorrow, it will be simply for the Republicans. So if there's a big turnout at the polls, that's probably going to be good news for two guys. Mm-hmm. I think that would be good news for Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. Yeah. Because Cruz has got an awesome ground game all across the I believe if he pulls this thing out, it's going to be because of his ground game.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to be because of his stage game. It'll be the ground game that does it for him.
What is the possibility of the Democrats bussing in people to foul up the vote?
That's a possibility. However, I think they are so desperate to get their own votes, and presuming they can actually only vote one time.
That's what we have to find out.
That they're not going to trade their, you know, want to encourage any possible votes that they might get to be wasted. Now,
they're just bussing new people.
It doesn't matter the Democrats. They're going to elect Hillary anyway. Right,
let's assume it's on the up and up, okay?
This is politics. It's like wrestling.
Poll numbers, and if Hillary were comfortable with a large lead, you might see something like that.
Yeah.
But because they are so desperate for their own voters, they're not going to risk that, and they're not going to risk one of the election supervisors waking up and noticing what was going on.
A supervisor?
You got to remember, South Carolina, some of these counties do have Republican supervisors of elections. They do have a Republican governor and lieutenant governor and two Republican senators. So you can't just shug off the whole state.
Who's the governor?
Well, Nikki Haley.
Okay, enough said.
Well, but she was elected along with a number of other Republicans. South Carolina has been the beneficiary, as has Florida and a number of other states, of a lot of lower office officials being turned from Democrat holders to Republican holders. So there are a lot more Republican election supervisors out there, believe me, along with House leaders, House legislators. Okay, pick six contest is on. If you got six, call them in, and we'll have the winner for you, of course, on Sunday night's show.
Okay. Well, I've got the answer.
What's that?
The voters in South Carolina may have to be registered 30 days prior to any election in order to vote. They may vote in one or the other primary. They may not vote in both.
Yeah, and
supposedly. That's the way it's written.
We can only hope that they actually stick to that.
Yeah.
All right, so the last night there were some town halls going on. The Democrats had their town hall going on, and the Republicans had the continuation of a sort of a town hall. It was a single-member town hall from the night before. Couple of things about them. Hillary, in her town hall, she opened the door that Bernie Sanders took the opportunity, evidently, to walk through.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
When she said that, and she was asked by a member of the audience, would she release her transcripts and or video or audio records of when she spoke to these bank and Wall Street groups that were paying high prices for her speeches.
Mm-hmm.
And, she was ready for it, right? And her response was, I'll release mine when they release theirs. It's kind of like, remember when you were a little kid and you said, you show me yours, I'll show you mine type thing, right?
Never really worked out well for me.
I always got some licks out of that. But
I'm not going anywhere near that.
No, I was going to let that one
lie. With a belt or a paddle, okay?
Not going to rise out of me on that one.
Okay, thank you very much for that. So evidently, Bernie has taken up the challenge. Aubrey was just telling us that there's a brand new story out that Bernie Sanders has accepted the challenge.
Yes, the Sanders campaign has said that Senator Sanders accepts Clinton's challenge. Michael Briggs, their spokesman, said that's easy. So now we hope Secretary Clinton keeps her word and releases the transcripts of her speeches. We hope she agrees that the American people deserve to know what she told Wall Street behind closed doors.
Yeah. Well, see, here's the problem. She didn't say she would release her transcripts when Bernie released his. She would release her transcripts
when everybody else
does. Everyone else does,
yeah.
Right?
Nice. You mean she wasn't telling the truth?
Slick maneuver. Well, we'll find out. I mean, and then that was the other one.
The truth?
That was the other one. Now, she was asked by Scott Pelley.
Oh, that was funny. I watched that.
Yeah, Jimmy Carter made the vow that as president, he would never lie
to the American people.
Exactly. Pelley asked her, would she say the same thing? And she said she would try not to.
Well, she said she has always tried
not to. And then she went on. Well, he kind of pressed her and said, that kind of sounds like you left a little wiggle room there. And then she goes, I always try to tell the truth. Oh, I never lie.
I cannot. Even from when I was a new lawyer, right up till now, I have always tried to tell the truth.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
And, of course,
everybody died laughing.
If we got anything at all out of that marathon Benghazi hearing last fall where she sat through 15 hours of pretty much redundant
fluff questions.
Stuff, yeah, the one thing that we did find out is that she indeed knew the night of the Benghazi attack. It had nothing to do with the video.
Well, of course, she told her daughter it was a terrorist attack.
Right, yep. Exactly.
She told presidents of other countries it was a president's attack.
But right, exactly.
She told the truth to us, of course.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Yeah. No, she is, I forget who said it. It was a reporter who said this back when, the Clintons had just first taken office, and you had the travel office scandal, and you had some other things, and plus they had just come off a campaign where you had the Whitewater and all of that, and he called her a congenital liar. Would you care to describe what that means, Dr. Kent?
Start with the first part, con.
Yes,
we'll leave the second part out.
We really don't have to go much further than that. You know,
yeah.
Con as in continuous. Con as in that's where she's going to end
Autist.
Up as a con.
Yeah, that's right.
You can just take that and run with it. It just means that she's basically incapable of telling the truth.
And, listen, and, her daughter Chelsea's no better.
Yeah.
Her daughter Chelsea says she left the church at age 6 because she didn't agree with their stance on abortion.
Who, Chelsea did or her mother did?
Well, Chelsea.
Okay.
Chelsea left the church because she was at odds with the church's teaching on abortion.
Yeah. Now, just psychologically speaking, she didn't have formal operational thought at that point in time because that doesn't kick in until 12 to 13 where you're able to actually realize consequences for
but
thoughts
Clintons
and actions.
Clintons are different. They are super beings.
We're going to be talking a little bit more about that very thing that you just talked about with the age here having to do with a researcher being fired. All right, let's take some more contestants for our pick six contest for tonight's South Carolina primary results. We got Al up and then Warren. Al, thank you for calling tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, what's it going to be?
Okay, it's going to be Ted Cruz.
You the man.
Donald Trump.
Okay.
Rubio. Kasich. Bush, then Carson.
You know, that's a very distinct possibility.
Mm.
All right. You know, if I were to bet a long shot, I think I'd have picked pretty much the lineup you just picked. I might.
Real quick.
Go ahead.
If Bernie Sanders is smart, he would put that challenge to all the candidates. And I bet you none of them will take it up.
I don't know that Trump wouldn't mind. I mean, what has he got to lose? But the others, you might have a very good point. You might have a very good point. All right. Thank you, Al. Appreciate you being out there.
Right.
I just hope Hillary, you know, since Bernie's offered, of course, that's not going to be enough, right?
It's not going to do a thing. Look, Trump wouldn't care. I don't know how much Cruz would care about that. I don't think he really cares. He'd probably release them. But I tell
I
you
know.
Who would care would be Jeb Bush.
Yeah.
And Marco Rubio.
Yeah, I think the three least likely to care would be Trump, Carson.
Oh, Carson, yeah, he wouldn't care either.
And Kasich.
Yeah. But what would be really interesting, rather than getting the transcripts of the speech, would be getting the timeline, the duration of the speech.
That would be interesting, too. Yeah. How much did they get for that $675,000?
Right. Yeah. Would they give a 15-minute speech?
How much per word, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You know, and how much each donation was.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Okay. Let's go to Warren on the line with his pick six. Warren, thank you for calling tonight. You going to go out on a limb like Al and pick Cruz?
Yeah, I'm going to go out on a limb. We got this order, Trump, Kasich, Cruz, Rubio, and Jibby.
And then Ben Carson bringing up the tail end.
Yeah, right.
So you got Kasich being the big surprise tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Yeah, he might be. I mean, there's going to be a couple of surprises, I'm pretty sure, in this whole thing. What they will be, I have no idea. They could. I would imagine they're going to obviously be good for somebody and bad for somebody else.
Yeah, I got some other goodies here.
What's that?
Okay, have you got the OANN poll, the Gravis Marketing?
I think we did. It come out today.
Yeah, it's got a new one here with. One thing, all these other polls only are covering about 400 people.
Yeah, 400 to 600 exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's what, like 8 people per state.
If that,
right.
Gravis, they do like a couple
Gravis
of thousand.
Gravis got about 1,300 on this one.
Okay, and what does it say?
Okay, he's got.
Now wait a minute. Is this national or South Carolina, Nevada, what?
This pretty good one is South Carolina.
Okay, let us have
it. Let's see what he's got here. He's got Trump with 37.
Okay.
Cruz with 23.
Okay.
Rubio with 19.
Yep.
Jeb with 9.
Okay.
Kasich with 6. And then Ben with 6.
Yeah, that's very plausible, and that's right in line with a lot of the other ones.
Yeah. Hey, I was thinking about when I was in was 6 years old. I think I was trying to stay inside the lines.
Pretty much. Yeah, because you know, if you're our age, then you're, you know, we didn't have that pre-K stuff that taught us how to stay in the lines. You know, we most of us went right into first grade.
That's you right. And me.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh yeah. Okay, guys.
Thank you, Warren. All right. Good luck. Good luck.
And excellent pick there.
I think it's very plausible.
I think it's very plausible. Here's a thought for the day.
Okay, make it quick, and then I got to take DJ's call.
All right. Hillary Clinton is like a slinky.
Oh, yeah?
Not really good for anything, but brings a smile to your face when you push her down the stairs.
there you go.
All right, DJ, you are up next. Thank you for calling tonight. We appreciate you being out there.
Hi, this is BJ Christopher.
Yes, hey, how are you doing, BJ?
Hi, let me give you my pick.
Okay, go ahead.
Pretty good to do that. It's a Trump, Cruz, Rubio, Bush, Kasich, and Carson.
Okay, let me see. Trump, Cruz, Rubio,
Bush,
Kasich, and Carson. Okay, Ed already has that lineup, so you're going to need to switch two around somewhere.
Okay, I'll switch the top two. Top one, I will put Cruz first and then Carson. I mean, then Trump.
Okay,
good choice.
And I will also switch the Kasich and, I'm sorry, with the Kasich and
Jeb?
And Jeb Bush, yeah.
Okay, hold on now. I want to make sure we got this right for you, okay? All right, so now you got you got Cruz pulling off a surprise victory, Trump second, Rubio third, Kasich fourth, Jeb fifth, and Ben Carson sixth.
That is correct.
Okay, man. You're in it. You're in it. God bless you. Thank you for your call. Appreciate you being
Thanks
out there.
For being out there. Every day I enjoy listening to you, every single day.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. It means the world to us. Thank you so much. God bless you. And good luck with your picks. And I'm not going to be surprised. I'm not going to be surprised if Cruz pulls off a major upset because of his ground game. Now, to me, the big variable is going to be these independent and Democratic voters who may actually participate in this primary.
Yep, and because of that, I'm going to go on a limb with my picks.
Okay, wait a minute.
And Kasich first.
All right, I'm going to write this down so we can hold you to
close,
it.
Close, though.
All right, go ahead.
I'm going to have Carson, Kasich, Trump, Cruz, Rubio, Jeb.
What have you been smoking?
The stuff you gave me. It was in the coffee you gave me. I don't know.
That's not medical marijuana talking.
I'm pretty sure that we're not going to be worried about anybody else picking that line.
There's a white powder
but
around his
nose. If
you
would like to, folks, you may have that one. All right, we must take a break. When we come back, we will take more of your contest entries, and we got some other things I want to talk about. In particular, Dr. K was just talking about, what did you say when you have to be like 60?
Formal operational thought.
Formal operational thought. We're going to talk about some formal operational thought.
What's wrong with giving Ben some love? Come on.
All right.
He's a doctor. I got to stick up for him.
All right. We'll be right back. Please don't go away. Get a little higher. It's time, folks, for the big contest. No, not the primary tomorrow night, our pick six contest. The primary is just a formality to determine who's going to win our pick six contest. No, and in all seriousness, this is going to be a big election tomorrow night because this really could either solidify things or shake them up, either a lot or a little. But that's the exciting part about it. And we're going to find out tomorrow night. All right, we got some more contestants on the line for our pick six contest. Al is up first, then Diane. Al, thank you for calling tonight. Appreciate you being out there.
Okay, great. I predict Donald Trump will have 29%.
You're going to pick the... Okay, go ahead.
Cruz will have 25%.
That sounds very plausible.
Rubio, 22.
Yep.
Carson, 11.
Okay.
And Kasich, 10, and Jeb, 8.
You know, those are very plausible numbers. I can actually see if this is the right lineup, I can actually see those being the margins. Because, as I said, elections almost always, I mean, it's very, very, very rare that they do not tighten up in the last couple of days before the actual voting occurs and also on the day of the voting. So it's very quite possible that that you have the right order, but that because of how close those top three would be, it would shake up the race.
Yeah. Hey, Al, do you have a favorite in the race at all?
Well, I'll probably vote for, my heart is in with Carson, so I'll probably vote for him.
Okay. All right.
My head is with Trump, though.
Okay. All right. But if any one of the six that we have running get the nomination and they're not one of your picks, would that convince you to go to Bernie or Hillary?
No way. It'd have to be a cold day in hell.
There you go. So therefore, this is an exercise, and it's just fun to watch.
Well, yes and no. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Al. You're in the contest. You're locked in. We appreciate you being out there.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Nobody else had that lineup, so he's got it locked in. Diane is up next. Diane, thank you for being out there again. We appreciate you ever so much. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you guys.
Thank you, ma'am.
I'm picking Cruz.
I knew that. I already had that written down. So you think Trump will be second? Okay.
No, I don't want him to be, but.
Okay, that's okay.
And Rubio, when I don't want him to be.
Okay.
Kasich.
Yeah.
Carson and Bush.
And Bush pulling up the tail end, huh?
Yeah.
Well, let me make sure that. Okay, no one else had that lineup. So you got that lineup, and you're all set. You're in the contest.
And Diane's a woman of wisdom.
I'm not going to be surprised if Cruz pulls off a major upset tomorrow, and it would be pretty much a major upset should he overtake Trump. But, you know, he's got his fight going with Rubio, too, so anything can happen.
Well, my prayers are on him, you know that.
I know that.
And hey, I made a friend working on the Cruz camp.
Who?
And his name is Philip M. Fishman, and he wrote a book, A Really Inconvenient Truth, about global warming.
Right.
And so I asked him if he knew about John L. Casey, and he does.
Well, cool. Cool.
And so I had him check in with you guys, and he already checked out your website, and he's going to try and check you out. He's in Birmingham, though, so
okay.
He's a real smart man.
Well, you got my email address, so feel free to pass it on to him, okay?
Okay. He'd be really good to talk to.
We'd love it.
All right.
All right. God bless you. All right, got to let you go, though. We're up against the clock. Okay, is an hour already gone?
Yeah. Bye-bye. Yep.
That quick.
But you know what? I like Diane's choices. I like her pick. I'm in agreement with that.
You think Cruz will pull it off, huh?
I'm hoping like heck he does.
All right. It would be a big surprise.
It would be a very welcome surprise.
I think Al might actually be more close to it.
Bundy?
No. That Trump wins, but a lot closer than these polls show. All right, when we come back, we're going to have Mary Ingracia from the Semper Fi Dallas America organization. She's going to tell us about what they do and what they got coming up and how you can participate and hopefully help out. So stay with us. You are listening to the American Adversaries live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. And we will be right back.
Aubrey, I bet you $5 Ben gets votes.
There we go. Let's, my mic's up now.
we can talk about this. Dr. Ken here on the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Radio Show. We are on 660 AM, 105.5 FM. Sitting here in the studio with my buddy Chris Riverhart. He is your host. And across from us, we've got Aubrey Kahn,
woo-hoo,
providing with all kind of expertise and still eating those Fritos. And we're going to have some guests in the booth here in a little bit. So, Chris, you want to take it away and let us know what we're going to be doing?
All right. Yeah, we got a big show. In the midst of a big show for you. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for tuning in or staying with us. If you've already been listening, we are here. We are live, kicking off your weekend in style. 407-774-8255 is the number. Nick LoCicero will be happy to take your call, and we will be happy to take your entry into our Pick 6 contest. We want to know what you think is going to be the lineup tomorrow in the Republican primary, South Carolina.
Yep, and I think Nick was a little jealous of my shirt. That's why I didn't turn my mic up.
I'm telling you, you got the, what is that shirt?
This is the Wreck-It Ralph shirt.
I was going to say, it looks like a Lego shirt.
Well, it's Wreck-It Ralph. It was a cartoon that was a movie. And let's see. Just it's a lot of fun. I wore this the other night, and
yeah,
the kids
cute.
Liked it at the university. So I figured, you know what, let me wear it. Sean got it for me for Christmas, so it's the first opportunity I've had to wear it. So, yeah.
Right. To change from his Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to blind anybody today. I'm all out of the mild ones.
Thank you for your consideration.
All right, so if you think you know what the order is going to be in tomorrow night's primary contest, give us a call and lock in your six in the order in which they will finish. And we've got some pretty interesting picks so far. We've got a couple of three that are picking Ted Cruz to win. And Dr. K has picked Ben Carson to win.
So, yeah, because Aubrey said he's going to give me a $20 gift certificate if mine comes in.
Okay, so. And you're playing for a $20 gift card to Cafe Positano and a My Liberty Threads T-shirt. And we gave out some of the latest poll numbers in the first hour of the show. I'm not going to go over them again. Suffice it to say that they're pretty much in line with the polls that we've been talking about up till now. There is one, again, that shows it very close between Trump and Cruz, 28 to 23, but that is the closest margin that amongst all these polls. All right. Pardon me. So if you have a guest, please do call us. Now we're going to get to our guest. This woman is got God's work going on. So her organization is called Semper Fidelis America. You can find them at SemperFidelisAmerica.org. Her name is Mary Ingracia. Mary, thanks for being on the show with us today.
Thank you for having me, Chris.
Well, first of all, tell us, what is Semper Fidelis America?
Semper Fidelis America is an organization that was started by a Marine several years ago. He was actually part of the Hamburger Hill, and it's a group of all veterans, not just Marines. We know Semper Fidelis belongs to the Marine Corps, but it's a group of all veterans out to assist the veterans in need in our community as best we can. And we're known for being at the convalescent home to take care of the ailing veterans over at Lake Nona.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we go there every Thanksgiving and every 4th of July. We do a cookout on Thanksgiving, and we do 4th of July barbecue for them.
Wasn't Hamburger Hill, wasn't that a Vietnam battle?
Yes.
And it was a brutal battle. They kept over and over again, the military brass wanted them to take this hill, and it was literally a bloodbath, if I'm not mistaken.
So Papa Smurf was part of it, was there, and he was...
Yeah.
Now, who's Papa Smurf?
Papa Smurf is the originator of Semper Fidelis America. He created it.
Is he still with us?
No, he's not.
I see. Semper Fidelis America, FidelisAmerica.org is the website. And you say you have a big barbecue on every 4th of July?
Every 4th of July. Well, the Saturday before the 4th of July and the Saturday before the Thanksgiving, we go out and we roast 20-something turkeys and lots of hamburgers and hot dogs, and we feed them to the veterans there. We serve them, and we sing with them. Just to let them know that there are other brothers and sisters out there that care.
All right. And you have an event coming up, I understand?
Yes, we do.
Tell us a little bit about that.
It's the 4th annual Orlando Rocks benefit, which was started by myself, Navy Mom Mary, 4 years ago. I was contacted from a sailor in Afghanistan and from a packing party that I had organized, and she asked for help for her brother who had just been blown up. I approached the president of Semper Fidelis to ask him if we could do something because nobody out there was doing anything for him to help him repair his home. Well, we did it. Orlando loved it. It blew up, and it's been growing every year. All the proceeds, 100% of the proceeds from the benefit, goes to the Warrior on that day.
Was her brother a multiple amputee?
He was a double amputee. It was her military brother, not her That's biological.
I see, her military brother. Right. I got you. Double amputee. So what you do is you build out the house to make it more livable, if you will, for amputees. Is that
it? What she was looking for was to have someone help make changes to his home because he needed a roof.
Right.
He was a double amputee of his legs. He was in a wheelchair, and he had a sand driveway. And I'm like, I told her, I said, sweetie, I'm not a carpenter. We raised the money to help him to do that, hire somebody to do it. And it's taken off from there.
All right, so the fourth annual Orlando Rocks benefit is coming up when and where?
2 weeks from tomorrow, March 5th, at VFW Post 4027. They're the co-sponsor at the 3500 South Goldenrod Road. It's $20. We are arranging to have a limousine transport of motorcycles and cars and police escort. I understand that the Orlando Fire Department will be dropping the flag at Pershing and Goldenrod as we come through the limousine.
Do you have to pre-register?
No, you can buy tickets at the door. But it has been selling out, so I suggest people want to get there, they get there early. Doors open at 1 o'clock. We have a meet and greet. We're picking them up at the hotel. Meet and greet at American Legion, Post 183 in Fern Park. And we will transport from there down to Goldenrod.
So this is the VFW post down there on South Goldenrod, like past Curry Ford down there, right?
That's correct.
And what's the number?
Up by Pershing.
Up by Pershing. What's the number again?
4287.
VFW Post 4287,
right.
South Goldenrod Road,
correct,
down there by Pershing. And this is 2 weeks from tomorrow, March the 5th, $20 for the tickets, and you say the doors open at 1.
Yes.
So if you want to get there, you got to get there before 1.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes, because you say it usually sells out, huh?
We've had standing room only. Last year, the first year we had about 150 people, then we had 200, then people actually driving by watching the limo pull in, have pulled in, come into the building, said, I can't be here, here's a donation. And that's what it's all about, taking care of our brothers.
What is the itinerary for the banquet going to be? Do you have speakers or anything like that?
We have speakers. We have a Medal of Honor recipient who's going to be there, Melvin Morris, who was a Medal of Honor recipient from the Vietnam War.
Is he a local resident?
No, I'm not sure where he's from. The commander made the
arrangements
for that,
okay.
Right.
Okay.
I have singers coming in. One's flying in from Georgia. I have three singers. One's a Peter Alden, an Elvis tribute artist. I have Susan Porter, who has actually been Miss Elite U.S. Women of Achievement Award.
She's
flying in from Georgia. She has done shows with Gary Sinise. Mm-hmm. Her nephew was the 23rd surviving triple amputee.
Wow.
Okay, and we've got Steve Brown, the local Roy Orbison tribute artist.
Did I hear you say you're going to have an Elvis tribute artist?
Yes, I am.
Well, that's too bad because, you know, Aubrey Kahn does a great Elvis Presley.
Oh, no. You didn't have to bring that up.
You remind me of Hillary.
Oh, thank you very much.
have some burritos, Aubrey. Don't sing.
All right. And obviously, people could also go, I would assume, to your website and help you out there.
That's correct. I got my webmaster here to answer any questions if somebody has any questions about how to purchase tickets online. They can also go to our website, click on Orlando Rocks. There they will see what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And I've proven to people because I prove it to them what we do, and that's why they want to get involved.
And you said that the first soldier you helped out, he was local?
No.
Oh, he was not.
I bring them into town. I don't care where they're from. They're American. They're soldiers.
I see. So you're willing to help any of these soldiers who come back in this condition?
That's correct.
Yeah. SimplifyDallasAmerica.org is the website. Simplify Dallas America is the organization. And 2 weeks from tomorrow is the date for their annual benefit. It's called Orlando Rocks. Why Orlando Rocks?
Well, because it started out with, we did it with Orlando, and I said, well, we're going to rock it, because all these entertainers are friends of mine. I bring them in, and because they have following that come with them.
I see.
And I go, I dance with them, sing with them, whatever, and I said, well, let's rock the town. So my signature song for Semper Fidelis, if you go to our website and click on it, Freddie went ahead and set up we're going to rock this town. So it's Orlando Rocks.
Do you sing on this too, Fred?
Sometimes.
Sometimes, he says. Okay.
Yeah, if you folks go to the website and you click on Orlando Rocks, a drop-down menu will come down there, mm-hmm. and there is a link to buy tickets for the 2016 event. Just click on that, and you can fill in your info, buy your tickets.
Right. And they can witness there. If they click on the past events, they can witness each one, and they can also witness the history about the upcoming one.
Okay. And that's 2 weeks from tomorrow. Yes. So you got enough time to plan, but not enough time to delay. So do take advantage of that, and don't be left out.
He who hesitates loses.
There you go. And that is the fourth annual Orlando Rocks benefit, and it's going to be March the 5th, 2 weeks from tomorrow. Doors open at 1 o'clock at the VFW Hall. That's 4287 VFW Post, 4287 on South Goldenrod Road down there by Pershing. And sounds like it's going to be a cool event.
Oh, it is. Believe me, we have no holds barred in raising money for our Warriors. I have vowed to every year to take it up a notch or two. This year, Seminole County also has told me they're looking to do an aerial of the escort. So people will be warned about what's going to be coming through the streets of Orlando to be able to see it.
What is, say again, what's going to be escorted?
The limousine escort. I get a limousine donated every year.
See.
Now we have...
For the dignitaries?
No, for the warrior.
For the warrior.
He's the only one that gets
now,
a limousine transport.
Now, tell us about the warrior.
His name is Master Sergeant Joseph DeLara. He is a triple amputee airman. He was a Special Forces commando. He's very quiet. He's not as open and talking about his injuries and about his service as the other ones in the past, but... he's an amazing young man from what I have spoken to him. I've not met any of these guys until they come to Orlando and they're brought into Orlando, and I meet them on the Friday before because Christner's Steakhouse treats them to an open door policy dinner behind closed doors.
Oh,
brings
that's
them
great.
In.
Christner's, yeah.
Yeah, they bring them in. So
good
it's,
food there.
And you,
oh,
say,
yeah.
you say it's Master Sergeant Joseph DeLaria?
DeLaria, yeah.
DeLaria. And he was Air Force.
Yes.
And where did he sustain his injuries, do you know?
Over in Afghanistan.
In Afghanistan. Delarius. Okay. And triple amputee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Both legs and his arm. And his wife has told me he will not seek assistance in getting removed from the vehicle. So they're determined. Every one of them that I've met, they're determined to do it. They're amazing. Last year we took our Marine, we took them to Disney World. I tried to do it for the kids as well. So we got Disney World tickets donated. I went with him because he has no legs. Okay, he has two children. I went to help them so that they can go in with their young daughter and enjoy it. Well, he had his wheelchair. And you see I'm on oxygen, okay? And I said, Mary, you want the chair? And I said, no, bro, you can do it. I can do it. I'll do it. I'll walk the park. You're going to do it? I'm going to do it.
that sound about right, Dr. K?
Sounds about right to me.
I mean, got in the chair first. So I was like, okay, but I love each one of them. They all have their own special mark on them. They're just, I can't wait to meet this young man coming and his children and just, I don't know. I also have the recipient for next year.
And you already know who that is?
Yes, I do.
He went to the same school I did.
I'm an administrator. No, it's a female next year.
No.
Oh, Joseph did?
Yeah. We went to Navy EOD school.
So. Next year is a female, but I will not reveal who she is. If you want to know who she is, come to the show.
Okay, there you go. That's a tease. You said you haven't done this before.
It is amazing. Believe me, when you find out, I was shocked who she was friends with. I will tell you guys in quiet, but I will not reveal it on radio because I want the people to come.
Mm-hmm.
But I was shocked, and she invited me to come and meet her at the Invictus Games at Disney this coming May because she's competing in the Invictus Games created by Prince Harry.
Oh, wow.
Is she an amputee?
Yes.
She is.
She's a Marine, 25 years old. She lost her leg 4 years ago.
Bless.
And she's coming. She's excited. She accepted the invitation. I found her on the Gary Sinise page. I'm an admin on the Gary Sinise page. Mm-hmm. And I was scoping the page for an admin, and I saw her, and I'm like, let me give it a shot. I'm one that's not afraid to try it, and I go for it. And It's always lucked out for me.
Very cool. We're speaking with Mary Ingracia of Semper Fi Dallas America. SemperFiDallasAmerica.org is the website. Please go there. If you can go to the dinner, to the banquet, please do. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of great fun. It's got a Elvis impersonator. Who is the other impersonator you said?
There's Roy Orbison. Roy Steve Orbison. Brennan, yes.
Yeah, that'll be a
gentlemen,
lot of fun.
Gentlemen, I would like to present you with tickets to come. Compliments of the VFW commander.
All right.
Okay, so you guys can come. You'll help. Once you witness it, you will help to promote it even more.
And this and the doors, it's 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Yes.
Doors open at 1 o'clock at the VFW Post 4287, which is on South Goldenrod Road down there at Pershing. You can't miss it. It's right there on the west side of the road. It's a great organization and of course, a great cause that you're doing. And you will be able to meet Master Sergeant Joseph Deslauriers, who is a triple amputee, and those three limbs he gave up for us folks.
Right.
So the least we can do is give up maybe about $20 to go down and show him some appreciation. So show him how we rock it out here in Orlando.
There
right?
you go, Orlando rocks it. That's it.
And so it starts at 1:00. What time yes. does it end?
Well, it ends whenever everybody leaves. Last year was the longest running show that we had. The first year, people died out and left a little bit earlier. Then the second year, but last year, because anybody, okay, what branch of service are you?
Navy.
Navy, okay. Are you a veteran?
I'm
okay.
a veteran.
Wait, our commanding officer of the VFW is an Army Green Beret. The president of Semper Fidelis is Army. Last year we did a Marine. There's always a battle between Army and Marine Corps. Okay, Army and Navy.
Army, Navy.
Well,
they
gave me a challenge. If I raise so much money that the commander and the president of Semper Fidelis and Murph, I'm sorry, they would come out dancing in tutus. Okay? They did. I had two Marines, our Marine, another Marine who was a guest there, who come up and sit up there and tell you, if you go to the video, you'll see this. It's just a lot of fun. We have a jail cell that we lock up. They lock me up every year. They locked me up 3 times last year.
And you got to get bailed out, right?
Yeah. I get money to put me in, and then I get money to bail me out. They put me in 3 times. So I'm like, come on, guys. I got a show to do here. But it is. It's a lot of fun. It's last year it ended about 9 o'clock, and the limousine drivers, and we take him back to the hotel, and it's the limousine driver stays.
Dr. Ken would pay for me to get in there, and he'd pay everyone else not to pay for me to get out, actually.
I just gave tickets.
Can we waterboard him as well while he's in there?
All right. Well, Mary and Fred, I want to thank you all for coming in today, and this is going to be a great event, and we're going to encourage people to come on out and celebrate and help you with the benefit.
If you'll give me a copy of that, I'll push it tomorrow on my show as well.
Okay. All right, that's the Orlando Rocks Benefit, the 4th annual Orlando Rocks Benefit.
Correct.
And it's being sponsored by the VFW Post 4287 and Semper Fi Dallas America. And you are invited. Tickets are $20 each. You can get them at SemperFiDallasAmerica.org, or if you want to dare try it, you can get them at the door. And $20 each. Early, whether you get them ahead of time or the same day, it's $20 each.
Correct.
And it's going to be a lot of great entertainment. You want to go through that lineup of entertainment one more time?
Sure will. Do you mind if I mention my sponsors, too, because they're a very important
Please
part?
Do. Please.
Okay. Our sponsors for it is Apollo's Chariots. It's the official limousine of Orlando Rocks and has been for 4 years. Christmas Prime Steak and Lobster has been feeding my warriors for 4 years. Okay. Wing House Altamont, 4 years. Tony Romans, unfortunately, we just lost Tony Romans because their business closed down. So we're in need of anybody at restaurant out there that wants to come and donate. American News Broadcasting is a friend of mine through Gary Sneese. Honor Brewery. See the shirt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Honor Brewery.
Love this man
makes wine and beer and puts the name of Alfolan on his bottles. Mm. And recently added was AT&T and my friends Jeff and Joanne, who do the limousine for me every year.
Okay.
And then we have Peter Alden, Susan Porter, and Steve Brennan.
Okay.
And that cuts my list.
All right. Okay. That's the Orlando Rocks Benefit. 2 weeks from tomorrow, be there or be square, right?
Yeah, hard to believe she said, I don't know what to talk about when I get
never been on radio before.
No, I'm so sorry.
All right. Well, you did a great job, and it's a great organization, and we're going to do everything we can to make your benefit a success.
Cool.
All right.
Thank you very much. Say goodbye, Freddie.
All right.
Goodbye.
All right. All right. So that is Semper Fi Dallas America, SemperFiDallasAmerica.org. Please help them out. Great organization. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. But only for about a minute. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow night right here on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer and catch Mike Gallagher live from 8 to 11 with South Carolina primary coverage. He'll be helped out by Hugh Hewitt. Now, Mike is going to be in South Carolina for South Carolina. Hugh Hewitt will be in Washington, D.C., and he'll also be participating in that coverage as well as helping to cover the Nevada caucus. So don't forget to tune in tomorrow night for that. And don't forget, you can always download the free AM 660 The Answer. No, excuse me, I'm sorry, AM. Here I go again. Download the free app at your app store, WORLAMFM, WORLAMFM app, and you'll be able to listen to that live tomorrow night and all the broadcasting here live. Okay, that was a quick segment because we went long with Mary, but that's okay because that's a great cause she's got going on there. 2 weeks from tomorrow, the Orlando Rocks benefit. $20 are the tickets, and it's a deal of a lifetime. Please take her up on it. We'll be right back. Keep me moving with my tuna fruta. All right, you feel the excitement? Tomorrow night, I tell you what, I'm going to be glued to the tube watching those results come in. Will you be joining me? And I'll also be listening to Mike Gallagher on the radio. All right, he's going to be doing his show live tomorrow night from South Carolina, 8 to 11. All right, you got, about 30 minutes left to pick six, to get in on our pick six contest. What is the order going to be tomorrow night in the Republican field at the end of the night? Who's going to win? Who's going to bring up the tail end? We want to hear your pick six. 407-774-8255 is the number. I'm Christopher Hart. In the studio with me today is Dr. K. It's Friday. It's Dr. K Day. And yep. We also have Aubrey Kahn preparing for his show tomorrow, the Talk to the Experts show. And, of course, that's live at 1 o'clock. And you got a panel of experts going to be with you tomorrow, right?
I have a panel of experts tomorrow.
All right. Nicholas Cicero's on the bridge. We're ready to take those pick six contest entries. We already got several. We got a bunch so far, but we'll take yours too. You're playing for a $20 gift card to Cafe Positano, a Liar Liar Pantsuit on Fire bumper sticker, and a My Liberty Threads t-shirt. Made in America, America proud, America strong, MyLibertyThreads.com. All right, just a couple more things of news items before we get into the weekend on our own. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, his body arrived today at the Supreme Court building, and he is lying in repose, as they put it, in a flag-draped coffin. And there is some speculation as to whether there is a body inside that there coffin or just ashes. At this point, I guess it doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. There is not going to be an autopsy. You can forget about all that stuff. It all does appear as though it could very well have been natural causes. The Lord works in mysterious ways, but then again, maybe not. We don't know for sure at this point anyway. The president will not. He and the first lady did visit Supreme Court building today to pay their respects, as it were. They did not have their daughters in tow, not that that would be anything of concern.
It's a school day.
Yeah, but they are not going to be there for the funeral tomorrow. According to Josh Earnest, he's got some homework to do, that being the president, because the White House staff has been feverishly working all week long to produce a short list for the president. And, of course, you know which list I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Supreme
Golf
Court.
Golf courses.
Greens fees. No, actually, yeah. The list of replacements For Antonin Scalia. So,
No. You can't say replacement. That's a bad word. You can't replace him.
Well, that's true. Those are awful big shoes.
Fill the seat.
You can fill the seat, but you'll never fill those shoes.
But his regular caddy could fill in.
Well, this is true.
Yeah. It, of course, is going to set up a fight with Congress, who has already once again played their hand. You know, yeah. I mean, Mitch McConnell is so...
I'd love to play poker against him.
I mean, he's so intent on showing us how tough he is. He runs right out and says, oh, there'll be no hearings, there'll be no this, there'll be the no that. Which, of course, puts all the pressure now on him to either stick to his word or give in and hold hearings and
he'll
perhaps have a vote on the floor.
He'll capitulate. He always does with Obama.
Sure.
Well, that's the bad news. The good news is a filibuster would stop this. And yeah. I'm not sure that if, say, Cruz or Mark Lee or one of the other, is it Mark or Mike Lee?
Mike Lee.
Or one of the other senators decides to filibuster. I'm not so sure that leadership could come up with 60 votes. Now, you know they would have all of the 45, I guess it is, and then you got Bernie Sanders. Yeah. So you'd have those 46 votes. So you would need 14 Republicans to side with the Democrats, and we'll see. But
had McConnell just come out, had McConnell just come out and said, "We're going to let this take its natural course," everybody would have been okay, because it takes about a year and a half to confirm a Supreme Court justice.
Well,
the due diligence that has to be done, the investigation has to be done. It takes time. Instead of getting everybody's, you know,
dander up
or getting their hackles up or, you know, getting them in the defensive posture, just say, we're going to approach this like any other nomination. End of story.
Well,
But
see, the problem he has is his credibility. If he'd have said that, we probably, at least I probably would have come in here and gone, here he goes again. He's going to give in to Obama. And so his credibility is shot. So he felt like he had to come out and address the concerns that people would already have, but he overplayed it.
Yeah. So when he really could have done that
and said, but by the way, this is going to take a long time.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, he could have just shut up.
But if would's, could's, and should's were candy cake and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas, right?
There you go.
He could have also been a tough leader all along, and he wouldn't have had this problem right now.
He's always been a wuss.
But that's not. Well, we'll see how it plays out. As I said, a filibuster could stop this dead in its tracks, unless 14 Republicans bolt over. We'll see. I mean, I don't think they have anything to gain by giving in to Obama in this one. I think that they clearly see that this is sort of an easy fight to take on.
Yeah, and
they'll be called racists.
They'll be called
obstructionists.
Perhaps.
This is just politics.
And that changes how? I mean, come on, that's the way they're already seen anyway.
Yeah. But they'll cave. Yeah, well,
yeah, they will.
They're already saying that they're most likely will be, you know, a hearing anyway. So we'll see how that goes.
That's before the nomination. So after the nomination, what's going to follow?
No, the nomination.
Oh, then we're going to capitulate.
No, you would have the nomination. Then the Senate committee, the Judicial Committee, would hold a hearing. If it's passed out of the hearing, then they hold a floor vote. All right, so we'll watch and see what happens with that. But I want to get this back to something that we touched on earlier in the show. What did you call it again?
Forward operational thought.
Happens
between the ages of 12 and 14.
And what is forward operational thought?
Formal.
What is formal?
It's part of Piaget's learning studies that he's done. And what it is that the brain doesn't solidify to a point of where you can have moral reasoning or you can have an understanding of what your thought processes is and come up with consequences until you're, you know, between 11, 12, 13, 14, the brain will start to solidify where you begin to understand there are consequences for your actions. Up until that point in time, your brain is just exploring the world and doesn't really have the ability to connect everything together to where, you know, if I do this, this happens. If I do this, that happens. You basically experience the world in order to get your brain to grow, because that's how it does grow, is experientially. So somebody at the age of six is not going to be able to say, well, I don't agree with the church's teachings. I see. They have no idea what the church's teachings are.
No.
You know, you have no idea the grand design or the world concept of anything at 6 years old.
Right.
I'm sorry.
But nor do Democrats.
Well, I'm not sure Democrats actually get formal operational thought.
I was going to say, they probably have not achieved.
You know,
formal operational thought is like, you know, your when an airliner gets up to, what do they call that, cruising altitude or whatever. The Democrats just never...
They never quite get
quite
there.
Get
they
up
never
to get cruising there. Altitude, right? Well, one of the reasons why I asked this is because, have you ever heard of your Dr. K, right? There's another Dr. K, Dr. Kenneth Zucker. Dr. Kenneth Zucker got fired.
Okay.
Now, he's a 65-year-old psychologist, and he had led the Child, Youth, and Family Gender Identity Clinic in Toronto, one of the most well-known clinics in the world for children and adolescents with gender dysphoria.
Yeah.
Right? In other words, not knowing who or what they are.
Crazy mixed up kids.
Right. That is
kids will be kids.
Right. Yeah. Now, he has got, you know, I mean, the guy has got, you know, credibility out the yin yang, right? I mean, he's got all kinds of recognition and awards for his work. So you might want to wonder why he got fired.
Yep.
Because he says that that children with gender dysphoria should not be given hormone treatments or any other thing in order to encourage them to solidify that dysphoria, so to speak. In other words, he took the politically incorrect stance of saying these kids are too young to really know what the heck they're doing, right?
There you go. That's what I was just saying. They don't have the wherewithal to make that type of a decision that is going to be that much of a life-changing decision at the age of anything under, I would say, under 15 or 16.
Now, hormone therapy. Let's say a child undergoes hormone therapy. What would that do to the brain, for instance?
Well, not so much to the brain as far as what it does to the body. If you get a little boy that the parents, like, there's a case going on right now where I believe it's in Washington, where there's the parents are suing because they want their daughter, who was born with a penis, to be able to use the girls' room, and he's 6 years old.
Okay.
Okay. So you take that six-year-old boy, and because he's been identified as gender, you know, dysmorphic, that they're going to go ahead and give him hormone treatment. Well, what they're going to do is they're going to give him, overload him with estrogen, you know, the female hormone, and he will actually start to get gynecomastia, which is where he will develop breasts when he gets to that proper age level, and that his testicles will probably not drop at the age, you know, in between 10 and 13 because of the estrogen level they're going to maintain.
Right.
Until, you know, he makes the decision whether he's going to have the operation down there or not.
So let's just say at the age of 15 or 16, he decides he's a boy after all.
Right.
What?
Well, then if they haven't done an operation, then they stop the hormone treatment. And
but wouldn't there still be some permanent side effects?
Oh, there's going to be.
Yeah,
because his body's not going to develop normally.
Both physical
along
and obviously
right,
psychological.
Physiologically and psychologically, they go hand in hand at this point in time.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're going to deny the body the testosterone it needs to develop as a male, you're also going to deny the brain the testosterone that it needs to develop the male pattern thinking. So this kid's going to be really, really messed up. I completely and totally agree with the doctor.
Why would a research facility fire somebody like that? Obviously, political correctness.
Politically correctness. That's
there
the only
must
reason.
There must be some other ulterior motive, wouldn't there be?
No. Because if you get somebody who has great credentials and you go ahead and they don't toe the party line, boom.
Yeah.
You're gone or they destroy you. One
look
of the two.
Look what tried to happen to me last semester.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I've got pretty good credentials.
Yeah, well, definitely. All right. Well, speaking of good credentials, David is on the line. Excuse me, boy. I don't think I've ever done that before. Sneeze on the air.
Yeah.
What are you using for cologne over there?
I'm going to say David one more time. David.
David, thank you for calling. We appreciate you being out there.
Good evening, Brother Christopher. How are you, my brother from another mother?
Doing excellent. How about you tonight?
I'm doing my inner dusty road. I'm tired right now. You like my little prediction from 2 weeks ago? I told you Donald Trump will come out strong.
Yeah, you
come
did.
Out like a man possessed that made him all look like, what the hell is going on, God? I'm out of the game and not debating New Hampshire. not just destroyed the field, but they all met the war room. You don't hear Beck Boy and Miss Bass, Beck Girl, laughing anymore, are they?
No, I guess not. All right, so tell us tell us going to be tomorrow.
Pick. I don't need anything. Oh, by the way, Dale Jr. will win the 500 Sunday.
Dale Jr.?
Yes, and I will be there, my friend. I got night tickets now. Let's good. Get down to the pick six. I'm pretty good picking against Coon Denver on the money line.
Okay.
Donald has a very strong ground game in South Carolina. He made at least 15 trips already. He'll win with about maybe 38 to 36. He'll be number one.
Okay.
Cruz will be number two. Rubio will be number three. And then I believe if you look at the polls, you've been steady. Dr. Ben will get about close to 10%, so he's going to beat the spoiler. And then you talk to Deb would be fifth, and poor the governor from my head. What's that fool name? Kasich?
Kasich. Yeah, you pronounce it.
That Butch wannabe. Kasich, he better get maybe 2%. He has no money, no ground game, made one appearance. And basically been on a town hall and a debate.
Okay.
So we'll go on that. I think it'd be pretty close what the polls and everything say. And let me say this real quick, Chris. Pat Buchanan, who's been Trump's inspiration to his run this year, who did it in 92 and 96, wrote a scathing commentary in Breitbart that came on drugs on the Bush family. And he said the Bush Republicanism will basically be the end of it. And by the Florida primary in about 25 days.
I mean,
he's been saying this for a long, long time. You need to download that, and you need to get this guy as a guest. He is phenomenal.
That's Pat Buchanan, right?
Patrick J. Buchanan. Yeah. You know
yeah.
who this
oh,
guy
yeah,
is.
I know who you're talking about. All right,
he's
well,
on the McLaughlin group every Sunday.
I know. I watch that. Yeah. You got to be a diehard political person to watch that show. All right, David, I'm with you, man.
Thank you very much, guys.
All right. Thank you, and good luck. He says Trump, Cruz, Rubio, Carson, Jeb, Kasich. All right, that's David's pick six. We want to hear yours. You got... Well, one short segment to go, so you better get on that phone right now if you want to get into this contest. And, of course, we'll have the winner Sunday night for you. The contest is tomorrow.
Yeah.
Please stay with us.
Problem with Kasich is he wants to wait and see that Iran is complying as well.
Let's give him a chance.
He said that. Let's give him a chance.
Hey, he's a nice guy. I'd make him budget director. We'll be right back.
Oh, boy.
Well, I thought Carly was out of the race. Why are we playing this song?
Anticipation, baby.
This is Simon. This is in Free Arena.
We are going through political foreplay right now.
All right, I'm switching to the other side of the desk. I'm coming over.
Welcome
back. Distance, buddy.
Welcome back to the show, folks.
Stop smiling at me like that.
Or you know one of the reasons you listen is just to hear, what's that fool going to say today?
Don't call What do you just call me? Okay, the fool.
I'm talking about me, of course. Adam on the line, and then Aubrey's got a cute little story for us. Adam, thank you for calling. We appreciate you
being
out
there. Thank
you
for calling, Adam.
Yeah. How's it going?
Good. How about yourself today?
Doing all right. Good. All right, so here's my picks. So I got Cruz winning.
Okay.
Trump in second.
Yep.
Rubio's in third. Jeb Bush in fourth. John Kasich fifth. And Ben Carson in sixth, and okay. I'm also going to predict he drops out.
You think that Ben? I'm going to be surprised if actually any of them drop out at least through next Saturday. But if they're one or two likely, it certainly would be Ben Carson would be one of the ones likely. Just let me make sure I got it right. You got Ted Cruz pulling off an upset, followed by Trump, Rubio, Jeb, Kasich, and Ben Carson. Is that right?
Yep, just like that. And Ben Carson's out. He's going back to Florida for permanent this time.
Okay. Not just to change,
your lips
not
to
just
God
to change
yes.
his underwear. He's going to go back for permanent. All right, Adam, you are in, my friend, and good luck to you. God bless you. Thank you for calling tonight.
Right. Have a good weekend.
All right. And that's another good lineup. I mean, these are all well-thought-out lineups.
I like mine.
Yeah, Ben Carson.
Yeah, you would.
I was going to say,
you're the only one.
All well-thought-out, except for one. But no.
What are you trying to say?
So, yeah, all right, well, you got just a couple minutes left. But in the meantime, Aubrey, you had a little something for us.
Yeah, there. Yeah. Especially for the ladies, this is a learning curve for you. But men are like fine wine.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. They start out as grapes. And it's up to you women to stomp the out of them until they turn into something acceptable to have dinner with.
That's Aubrey Kahn, a Firm Foundation Home Inspections.
Words of wisdom.
Orlando's Home Inspection.
From the kitchen sink.
Just pass out his number so all the guys now can call and harass him.
All right. One last thing. We were talking about the transgender thing, okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, Caitlin, I'm actually shocked, but I shouldn't be because I didn't think Caitlin would see another season on TV. But it is going to be another season. And if the first season wasn't enough advocacy for, you know, transgender, gender identity, this season is going to be devoted to it. I mean, I thought last season was.
Did you say season or seize him?
Hail Caesar.
But get this. You know, he's been doing some interviews because the show is coming up. And he's been saying that he regrets not telling his father, who has died and didn't die without knowing that Bruce was going through this transition to
Caitlin. Did he not
Caitlin.
Like his father?
He just says he will that not telling him will, and I quote, will always haunt me. Connect with all of his family, the Kardashians, his mother, Kris Jenner, the whole thing, and
Kanye West.
That's the one.
Kanye.
Kanye.
But Caitlin Bruce also said this, which I thought was very interesting. In response to a question from a student in the audience about her political views, Jenner responded, "I have gotten more flack for being a conservative Republican than I have for being trans."
Well, that's not unusual.
So all you conservative Republicans out there taking flack.
Here we go. We all
don't
just become
so
transgender.
You're not alone.
Get picked on. There we go. That'll work.
All right. Speaking of not alone, we've been taking a poll. Our poll question today was going to be simply, who will win tomorrow's Republican primary? And Nick has the running total. Once again, you can participate in this poll right up to midnight, and then they'll be putting up a new question for Monday. But, Nick, do you have those results?
Yeah, right now, Marco Rubio has 10% of the vote. Oh. Jeb and Trump both have 20% each. And Ted Cruz, half of the people who taken our poll have voted for Ted Cruz here. So
we got 50%. A lot of Cruz fans out there. Good luck to you, and I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know that I would predict it, but I certainly would not be surprised because he does have a very strong ground game. Yeah. And if the conservatives break away from Trump, they will go naturally to Ted Cruz.
You know, let's get back to Bruce and Caitlin there for just a second because you know
Bruce
the reason he's not getting either or because he's not really a transgender, he's a shim right now.
Well, I was going to say he's Caitlin from the waist up, but still Bruce from the waist down.
Yeah, you see, and that's why he's not getting the grief because he's like just holding it back. I mean, he's just not hasn't committed.
Holding it
back.
He
can go either way.
Oh, one day he'll fold.
Yeah, and so I can see why he's not getting any flack.
Oh, Lord.
It just hasn't gone.
Oh, thank God we're out of time now.
Yeah, you started this.
What's he gonna say?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm gonna say. I'm gonna end the show with really crazy stuff.
What do internal polls suggest?
internal polls?
And that is Aubrey Kahn, who you will find on the Talk to the Experts show tomorrow, live right here at 1 o'clock. Don't forget, Gallagher, live.
It must be Friday.
Mike Gallagher live at 8 o'clock, 8 to 11, with live election night coverage. He and Hugh Hewitt live with the results tomorrow night from both South Carolina and Nevada. And don't forget Arms Room Radio. Those guys have got a lot to talk about, too, and they'll be doing that after the Talk to the Experts show. So that'd be tomorrow at 3. Night, everybody.
You're lucky I don't charge for this therapy, Aubrey.
FM 105.5 at AM 660. The Answer. WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando. The official radio station of Decision 2016.